episode 121 of...
Brutal Battle.
Brutal Battle.
Close enough, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's one person says it, another person says
it's kind of together.
It's like the round robin song you do when you're like, row, row, row your boat, and then the other person starts it.
Yeah.
It was in series instead of in parallel. Yeah. If we're talking electricity, you know?
You know what? You're over my head right now.
Speaking of electricity, that's what the show's going to be. Electric.
It should be electric, actually, because this is going to be, just to let you know, after we do what we need to do, and we'll get there, we're doing the Beer Me Bro again. So
yeah.
I'll explain it in a little bit for all those who may not have heard the Beer Me Bro episodes before, and if you haven't, shame on you, because it's awesome. But anyway.
Do you need to introduce us first?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should.
I say we've been on before, so.
Well, although, here's the thing. If you're a real listener, you would know these voices. It's Nathan Kolasnik, and it is Kyle Norman.
Kyle, too, for any of you longtime listeners.
Although, I don't know.
I still say I should be Kyle 1 because I won that
Kyle
knife fight.
Yeah,
you might be Kyle 1 after this stint, depending on how many episodes we do, because I feel like you're really inching up on the episodes there.
I hope so.
With the other Kyle.
I'd like to be throwing him.
We got to take care of it. It's hop knowledge. Everyone always like shakes their head.
I love the
hop
knowledge.
It's the hand gestures and the head you get into it. It's just fantastic.
I got to have a groove when I do it, man. I got to have that groove. So today we're going to do spalt hops, also called spalter hops. It's a natural hop variety originating from Spalt, Germany. This variety carries a great tradition in German brewing and has made an impact around the world. It's a part of the Saaz family of hops.
Ooh, Saaz right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, Kyle's wearing a hop shirt that has a giant hop, and then there's names of certain hops written inside of it, and Saaz is actually in there. Mm. It's not all the hops, because that'd be way too large. But
it'd be a big nugget.
Yeah, it'd be huge. It's part of the Saaz family of hops. Spalt is sought after for German-style lagers, Helles lagers, and Pilsners, as well as a few other styles. It's a parent of Spalt Select, which has been growing characteristics. Has better growing characteristics. Oh my god. Better. I didn't even drink any beer yet. This is bad. Better growing characteristics. Its alpha acid level is pretty low. It's 4 to 5%. So as far as alpha acids go, like the higher ones are in the low teens. Some mid to higher teens. It's a prolific variety among the noble varieties due to its low cocumulone content, and it resembles actually a Tettnanger style hop. The lupulin from the spalt is a pale yellow, and overall the cone provides a signature aroma of zesty spice that is temperate and not overbearing. It is suitable throughout the boil and for dry hopping German strongholds, including Kolsch, Alts, Box, and the styles mentioned above. It's only grown in Spalt, Germany, apparently. In the Spalt region of Germany.
So it's like Champagne.
Yeah, like Champagne, France, you know. It's a super regional hop. So, some examples of beers that have used this before. We have the Ballast Point Brewing Company's Yellowtail Pale Ale has used it before. And Ochsenkurler Rausch Beer, their Weizen beer.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah. Ochsenkurler Rausch Beer Weizen. No, I'm not even going to go there. Once is enough. So there are a few examples of this ball. So let's get down to some business right here. This is business. So if people haven't heard it, go back, find the old episodes where we did the Beer Me Bros. Kyle Norman, longtime listener, probably the longest time listener of this podcast.
From episode one, buddy.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Yeah.
The biggest fan, we can say.
Absolutely.
He came up with a game when he came on not long ago called Beer Me Bro. It's
been over a year, I think.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
The beach episode.
Yeah, the Robith
episode.
Yeah,
with Dogfish and all that.
Yeah.
So we, what he did is he came up with a bunch of categories of beer names, and he would give the names of these beers, and you had to choose which one was fake, which one he made up.
Three real, one fake.
Which, it's hard to pick out, because this guy is good at making up fake beer names.
But remember, some of the categories may be all true.
Okay, that's good to know right now. So what was happening with that then is when you get it right, you get to drink a good beer. Take a sip of a good beer. Yeah. When you get it wrong, you have to take a sip of a terrible beer.
And last time it was Old Stock.
Old Stock is
from North
Coast. And the New Planet Gluten-Free Pale Ale was the bad beer. That thing is salty and disgusting.
The mashed turd Grundlelord.
The mashed turd Grundlelord, you got it. So for the bad beers today, we went, stayed with the New Planet gluten-free. Mm. Sorry, people who have celiacs, I understand. I'm just sorry you have to drink that. Actually, yeah. I would just say don't drink that. Drink the Dawkish Head Tweezenail, because the Tweezenail is actually pretty good.
Yeah, there's strawberry?
Gluten-free. Yes, a strawberry.
Yeah.
Also, do ciders. There's some really good ciders out there, gluten-free. Yeah, so. Yeah. But we switched it up a little bit, and we got a brown ale by New Planet, and we also got a blonde. I'm figuring these will be nasty. Hoping.
You're hoping they're going to be bad?
We were actually saying before we started the show, Kyle was saying, I'm going to be really upset if this beer is not awful.
It's got to be bad, right? It has to be.
I hope. But for the good beer, then, we have a beer that I've never had before, Nathan's never had, Kyle's never had, but we've all wanted to have it, and I got my hands on it recently. Firestone Walker's Parabola.
And we're very, very excited for this beer.
So it's going to make you want to try even harder to get these right, so we can drink some of the Parabola.
I'm glad I beefed up some of my categories then. So hopefully I get to drink a little bit more of that than you guys.
Yeah, so...
This time, we're going to do things a little different. Since there's three of us, what we're going to do is we're going to have a little friendly competition. Last time it was just... If you got it wrong, you drank bad. If you got it right, you drank good. This time what we're going to do is whoever gets the most right at the end of the episode is going to get prize beers. Of course, the prize beers are going to be some sort of crazy name. But then if, say, Nathan wins the first episode and wins the second episode, there's a grand prize, which is yet to be seen by anyone.
I have no clue.
Anyone but me.
The thing is, this will be a two episode competition. Mm-hmm. So we did before, because Kyle is gracious and he did 18 categories. So we're going to do 9 this episode, we're going to do 9 next. And yes, to answer everyone's question in their mind right now, we are still doing mystery beers.
Yes.
We will still do the mystery beers, so don't worry about that.
Wouldn't be Brutal Battle without them.
No, it would.
Except for the showcase episode. Yeah, exactly.
Except for all those episodes.
Except for that episode and these other episodes.
So right. Cool. So let's jump into it. Let's start right off.
All
right. Oh, I should probably crack these beers, though.
Yes, sir. Please do.
Man, here's the new Planet Brown.
The brown first.
I'm excited for it.
it smells gross.
Okay, good.
It smells tangy and salty.
Ooh.
Ooh, and the blonde has more carbonation to it than I thought it would have. Oh, that smells the same.
So it's got to be something that to do with the gluten-free that it... Have the same character.
Well, it might have like sorghum in it or something.
I think they use sorghum to take out the gluten. Yeah.
And then, goddamn, the Parabola smells damn good.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, just so you know, Parabola, 14% alcohol by volume. It's a barrel-aged imperial stout. Only 3,500 of these produced because it's a 2015 vintage. So, good to know. It's a pretty highly coveted beer, so we shall enjoy it, most likely.
Yeah, thank you,
let's start with the bad stuff. Let's start with the New Planet Blonde. First. Or actually, you know what? How about we make it a choice?
Yeah.
And if you get it wrong, you can have the brown or you can have the blonde.
That seems fair.
Beautiful.
Hopefully they're both.
Pick your poison.
All right. Yeah. So,
go ahead. Kick it off.
So, round one.
So, wait.
Gonna dive right into
this. Do we have to buzz in or we each get to answer?
No. You each get to answer.
Okay. So, do you get a point if anyone gets it wrong? Is that how we're doing it?
Yeah. If you both get it wrong, then I get a point.
Okay. If both one of us gets it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like
good?
It. Your chances are bad.
And I'm allowed to pick the same answer as him if I feel it.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, why not?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. All right, so round one is Sexy Beers number 2.
I like Sexy Beers.
By the way, I do want to take a minute out here. Kelly helped me a lot with these,
good.
So thank you, Kelly, for that.
Nice.
And I have dubbed the second installment of Beer Me Bro 2, the second one, and paying a little homage to Sharktopus there. Or
Sharknado.
Sharknado, thank you.
Sharknado, yeah.
Yeah, because that was what they called their
second one. Did anybody see the third one?
No.
No.
I didn't see the first one.
Speaking of sexy beers, I'm hoping this Parabola is a sexy beer.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Like, taste-wise?
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, so this is Sexy Beers 2. So, first one is Miso Honey. Second one is Happy Ending. Third one is Hard Willy. And the fourth one is Slap and Tickle.
Oh, my God.
And whoever wants to guess first, we'll do Nathan first.
We're looking
first
for the fake
time.
One, right?
The fake one, yeah. We'll or they Nathan. Could all be right.
Yeah, or they could all be right. So we'll do Nathan first this time, Carlin first next time. Nathan, Carlin, will alternate back and forth. Want to hear them again?
Yeah.
Miso Honey, Happy Ending, Hard Willy, and Slap and Tickle.
I'm going to say Slap and Tickle.
Okay.
I was going to say Slap and Tickle, too.
You're both saying Slap and Tickle?
Yeah. Yeah.
They were all correct in this category.
Damn, I thought I had right, a suspicion.
Right out of the gate, man. Right out of the gate, I went all real. Ugh. So, gentlemen, I think right. It's time for...
Kyle, you're going to be the first person to taste the Brabble, so go ahead.
Boo.
It's amazing.
Pour yourself a... Pour a little bit. A little.
It's a big bottle, thank God, because we might want to drink.
I said a little.
Yeah, exactly. You're going heavy on that.
You're not the boss of me.
Nathan, do you want to start blonde or brown?
I'm going to go brown.
You going to do brown?
Yeah, let's do brown.
I'll give you a little brown there.
Thanks.
I won't give you a lot.
I don't want to rub this in, but this beer smells amazing.
It smells great. I'm going blonde on mine.
Oh, smells caramel notes?
Oh, my God, this blonde.
Do you want my sweet notes on this brown?
Yeah. Vanilla? Let's have Kyle finish off with his.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Vanilla? No. I mean what you're getting out of this beer. Because you're the first person to taste the Brabble.
Ever.
Oh, dude, now I feel kind of bad.
No, that's fine.
Are you sure?
Eventually we'll get one right.
I hope.
Maybe. Remember, I did beef it up, so I know.
Yeah.
All right, so vanilla, caramel, getting a little bit of the alcohol coming through in the smell.
Nice.
A little bit of sweetness. Is this a barrel-aged beer?
Yes, yeah.
Definitely some barrel character in it.
I don't know if it... I'm assuming it's bourbon.
If I had to guess, I would guess either oak or bourbon.
Okay.
Because sometimes they're kind of one and the same for me. But this beer smells amazing. What about you, gentlemen? What do you think of the smells of your...
Well,
implants?
I'll go first. I got the blonde, so that's going to be a little... It doesn't smell as bad as I would think. A little salty, a little tangy on the nose. Hmm. There's a little bit of kind of like... There's a tad bit of a citrusy note in there, though. Like a little lemon. So I'm hoping that maybe might not be terrible.
I hope it is terrible.
But it smells a little turpentine-y at the same time.
Yeah. I stole a sip of this Parabola. It's amazing.
Is it really good?
Actually,
what are you getting out of the flavor?
I mean, definitely the barrel character, whatever it happens to be, if it's oak or if it's a whiskey barrel. But honestly, I'm getting a little heat from the alcohol, but I... Almost like a little bit of like cinnamon. I mean, this is Brutal Battle, so whatever I think, I'm going to throw out and say.
Yeah, no.
Almost a little bit of like cinnamon or something from it.
Okay.
Which is actually really, really nice in this beer.
And I actually took a sip of my blonde. It's not as bad as I thought it would be, honestly. It kind of tastes a little apple-like, a little apple cidery, but it's like really low flavor. You get like a little bit of like appliness, a little salty aspect to it. And then it just drops off to, like, watery as hell.
Mm. So not salty snot like the pale ale?
No, it's actually better than the pale. But the saltiness on that second sip is a little more.
Is it?
Yeah, it's starting to ramp up a little.
Still not good, though, right?
Mm-mm.
Still pretty bad?
Yeah, it's not good.
Okay. No. And last but not least.
This brown ale. It smells kind of like... A model kit, you know, when you're like 8 or 9 and you pull out a 67 Mustang
like
model
cement.
Kit.
Yeah. Like the rubber cement.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, that's...
You know, I start getting
the paint, like, you know, open up the paints and the new plastic and kind of smells like that.
I got a little taste on the end of that blonde when I slammed it back of like a, like really nasty alcohol to it and just like turpentine. It's not good.
Guys.
No, it's not good.
Guys.
Is the brown the best? Best worst?
Is it bad?
It's salty. Let me try again.
That's our winner. That's going to be the worst of the worst, I bet.
Ooh.
Real bad.
So he downed that one, too.
There's some other taste in there I can't describe.
But it's bad.
Yeah.
Good.
It's rough. It's a little rough.
New planet meeting expectations.
Is it worse than like a Bud Light? I don't know. It's definitely an unpleasant taste.
Well, it's doing what it's supposed to do, then.
Nice. All right, so for round one, by the way, forgot to mention this.
The aftertaste.
Pretty bad?
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's good. The blonde's the same way.
Good.
Aftertaste's bad.
The aftertaste of the Parabola is just amazing. Caramel.
I'm sure it is.
Caramel,
right, next
vanilla,
round.
Barrel. Oh. Anyway, so round one, the miso honey was from Belching Beaver. Happy Ending was Sweetwater. Hard Willy was from Arendelle.
Okay, that one's ridiculous.
And Slap and Tickle is from Wessex.
Wessex.
Okay. All right, round two. You ready?
Yep.
Hop-themed brews number two.
Which there are so many.
Oh, God. It's so hard to come up with names. All right, so number one, Cascade Grenade. Two, Citra Ass Down. Three, Get to the Hopper. And four, Hoppy Seconds.
Oh, man.
Get to the Hopper. I
hope that Hoppy Seconds is a real one. I really do. That's pretty funny.
Well, I know the second one's real.
Yeah, I know the second one's real.
The Citra Astown?
Yeah, I've had it.
Yeah. We saw it last night in the store.
Get to the hopper.
I think Nathan's had the Citra Astown.
I have not had it. I just know that you just recently had it.
Let's do the names again.
Okay. Number one, Cascade Grenade. Two was the Citra Astown. Three is Get to the Hopper, and four is Hoppy Seconds.
I'm going Hoppy Seconds.
You're going Hoppy Seconds?
I'm guessing that's wrong.
I'm going to go Cascade Grenade. That's the one I like the least.
Cascade Grenade's the fake one.
Damn. Yes!
So Nathan gets some Parabola and you and I are drinking.
I thought for sure that would not be...
Oh, man. I thought...
I just went with the one I like the
Wait,
least.
Wait, I thought you said you get the good beer only if we both get it wrong. Was that accurate?
All right, maybe.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But that's okay. You just have a smaller sip.
I have to drink the bad beer because somebody got it right. I got it. I lost.
I feel like I should go brown now because I did the blonde.
Yeah, you definitely want to go brown.
I'll do blonde.
Always go brown.
While you're doing brown,
I'm gonna get some of this.
Yeah, do that blonde. That'll ease you into it after that.
Oh, you apparently have bottle number six, Carlin.
Number six?
Yeah.
Of 3,500?
Oh, God.
I mean, it says number 006, so...
Wow. Okay, well, that's weird.
Hot off the press.
Damn, this brown smells terrible.
Yeah, the blonde's
like,
not good.
Worse than the blonde.
You nailed it. Although, I will say one thing for this beer. The carbonation does kind of clean your palate a little bit.
Yeah, a little.
Which is good for... Well, I mean, if you're stuck drinking it anyway.
The smell on the brown is like... No, you were right, Nathan. It is kind of like mottled glue. Like, it really smells like that. It's so strong, too. Oh, God.
Mm. Oh, all right. Mm. So, Cascade.
Oh.
Pretty bad?
Oh, my God.
Can you tell me what you taste in
there? No.
Salt and some... What's the undistinguishable taste?
Sour? There's a sourness, like a tart sourness to it. It's just like... Oh, man. It's a little tannic. It just tastes a little tannic.
Did
like
you throw
there's
up
like
in your mouth a little.
No, almost, but like a little like it has grape skins to it. There's a little bit of like a lemony tang to it, but it's so fleeting that it's not actually good. So salty, really astringent, and it does taste like the model glue smell. Because you know how when you smell something like that gets into your tongue?
Oh, yeah,
kind
yeah.
of, it's a real thick smell.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that. It's just like, ugh.
Nice. All right, so for round two, Cascade Grenade was a fake one. Citra Astown is from Against the Grain. Get to the Hopper is from Port Brewing. And Hoppy Seconds is an Oscar Blues beer.
I don't know if I can do this again.
Sure you can. You're going to have to.
Oh, that's tasty, Carlin. You need to get one right.
Hey.
I'm trying.
I say, if you get the rest of them right, then you don't have to drink
brown
it anymore.
This brown is horrible. Like... Maybe even worse than
the pale.
Wow. Yeah, like how it's nasty.
That I have to say, the Parabola is everything you would want in a big barrel aged imperial stout.
It's awesome.
It's perfect for what it's supposed to be.
It is awesome.
But with the Parabola, just make sure you're going light on it because
yeah, I only filled it up
to
about here.
The ladies are upstairs, and we want to make sure that they're able to try it. Yep. So actually, for the second. Episode, maybe we'll switch
find a new good beer.
Yeah, we'll do a new good beer.
I have that Woot Stout we can use
Woot
as a good
Stout.
Beer.
I also have something else very special. Yeah. That
That's
we could
probably better than
do.
A Woot Stout.
We'll see.
Chocolate Rain, maybe?
Or Bourbon County Vanilla Rye.
Yes,
maybe?
I forgot you had that in the fridge.
How'd that
we got
happen?
Those Avery's upstairs, too.
Oh, yeah, there's some good Avery.
Yeah.
We got all right,
anyway.
Anyway,
so,
yeah.
Round three. This is dubbed Long Name Brews. Number one is I'll have what the gentleman on the floor is having. Two, those candies your granny loves, brown ale. Three, a woman drove me to drink and I forgot to thank her. And four, a big thank you for looking after the cat.
I have no idea. They all sound stupid as beer names.
Yes.
Is there an option to say they're all fake?
No, actually.
They're either all legit or one is fake.
Right.
They're all so ridiculous. Right. I wouldn't even know how to choose unless I've actually seen them.
Okay,
well,
so
you're picking first there, buddy.
I'm picking first.
I'll have what the gentleman on the floor is having. Those candies your granny loves, brown ale. A woman drove me to drink, and I forgot to thank her. A big thank you for looking after the cat.
I'm going to say the woman drove me to drink one should be fake.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's fake because it should be fake. Why would someone do that? But anyway.
I'm going to go with the granny's candies.
The
if you say they're all real, I'm just going to leave now.
They're not all real.
Okay.
The woman drove me to drink, and I forgot to thank her, is the fake one. So, Carlin.
Oh, thank God.
You get the parabola, finally.
Oh, thank God.
All right, so...
So we all have 1 point, basically.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty good.
Please hand me that parabola.
With pleasure, sir. With pleasure.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to do the blonde since I did the brown.
Oh, that means I'm
I feel like you're obligated to at least try the brown.
Oh, dude, I'm definitely going to. It's, like I've said before, I always keep a New Planet Pale Ale at the house because it's one of those things that if somebody goes, oh, my God, that's the worst smell ever. Here,
like,
smell
no,
this.
It's not.
You have to give them the courtesy sniff. And if I, you know, if I'm talking with my buddies at my house, and I say that New Planet's Pale Ale is the worst beer ever, yeah, they have to drink it. It's a, you know, it's a courtesy drink.
That parabola is good.
It's awesome.
I see what you're saying. That it almost tastes like there might be some sort of like a cinnamon twinge to it.
Yeah.
There's vanilla, oak, so chocolatey.
Oh,
you're getting
man.
Some spirit from the barrel. It smells great.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. Oh, is that the brown?
Yeah,
Kyle?
This is the brown.
Yes, do it.
I see why they call it brown now, because it's pretty much shit. Oh,
the
God.
Epitome of. All right,
I'm just with the faces you guys made.
Yeah.
I'm just slamming it.
No! I want you to
enjoy
taste it.
Yeah.
One taste.
Let it
then
flow
you can slam
time.
It.
All right.
Do that. This parabola is very good. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That is definitely worse.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I have to say,
that is a lot worse than the pale ale.
The carbonation helps the blonde out quite a bit.
Yeah, the blonde you could possibly
and the leftover parabola I had in there.
probably helps.
That adds a little bit of flavor.
Dude, you guys hit it. It's a glue. It's that weird
it's like
rubber cement
ceramic,
glue.
Yeah.
It's that smell. It's that flavor.
Well, you
got
to credit Nathan with that because he was the first one to pull that out.
You're
kudos,
welcome,
man.
Yeah, good job. Mm. All right, next one. Parabola is quick.
All right, next one.
Okay.
Oof. I got to get my wits about me here.
Yeah, you're shaking.
Round four is holiday seasonal brews.
Okay.
Seasonal holiday brews. Number one, Gourd of the Rings.
Oh, I love it.
Number two, Hop and Down the Bunny Trail. Number three, Yule, like Y-U-L-E, like Yule Log. Yule, Shoot Your Eye Out.
Oh, that's
and number four, Dry Humpkin. Gourd of the Rings.
I think it was your
turn.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
go
first,
yeah.
Gourd of the Rings, Hopping Down the Bunny Trail, Yule, Shoot Your Eye Out, and Dry Humpkin.
I've seen a lot of pumpkin beers. I've never heard of a dry humpkin. I'm going to read Carlin's reaction here.
You can't go off of him.
Come on, man.
I'm going to go with dry humpkin.
Okay, you're going with dry humpkin, Carlin?
I feel like I'm kind of swinging that way, but I also think the Gourd of the Rings is so good. I feel like you may have come up with that, but I also want it to be a real beer name because that's pretty awesome.
Say, that's an awful lot of faith in me.
No, it is.
Come on, make a decision, man.
I'll Gourd of the Rings.
You're going with it?
Yep.
Yes, I win this round. The Gourd of the Rings is from Cambridge. Hopping Down the Bunny Trail's the fake one.
Who's that? Who are the other ones?
The You'll Shoot Your Eye Out is from Carbach, Karbach Brewing. And Dry Humpkin's actually a Cigar City beer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Oh, all right. By the way, the long name brews. I never gave out the ones for that.
Go ahead.
The gentleman on the floor, McGuire's, those candies is Cigar City. And a big thank you is Palmer's.
Okay.
Oh, man, I get some more of that parabola.
Yeah, there you go.
If you don't mind, sir. Oh, thank you.
I'm going blonde because I was just... The last bad one I did was brown.
I'm
going
to go brown because I think I'm just going to...
I feel like that's the...
I think I'm just going to alternate. I think that's the fair thing to do.
Why did I just do... I just pour myself more than I pour to the parabola.
You did that last time, too.
I did. I was just like... It's like I'm a masochist or something. I want the punishment.
Hey,
these beers out of the way.
You won or you got it, man. Oh, my God, that parabola is so...
Well, I still pick up a little bit of my parabola stench in the glass, so that's good.
Here's the thing. This blonde is actually not...
It's not as
bad. In comparison to the brown, it's not that bad. It's salty. It's got a salty aftertaste, and it's a little astringent, but...
All the new planets do. You get a little bit out of the...
Yes. That brown is, like, so bad.
I think the brown's worse than the pale. We should have gone brown and pale.
Well, I think the way it should be is if you lose, you have to keep alternating. So you'll definitely hit the brown one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, now we'll know for next time. Mm-hmm. Get the brown and the pale ale, and it's definitely a lose-lose.
Oh,
I actually can't wait till that parabola warms up a bit. because I think it's going to open up.
Yeah, it's going to open up even more.
It's going to be nice.
It's still pretty cold.
All right.
Continue, sir.
Number five.
I don't want to get this wrong because that means I have to drink the brown one.
Number five is what I'm calling Soylent beers. Because Soylent Green is people. Yeah. People. All right, so number one.
I like the category name.
Number one, Jean Quad Van Damme.
I love it.
Number two, Nuggy Fresh.
That's funny.
Number three, Genghis Pecan. And number four, Kevin Maple Bacon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, while you guys are thinking, I did come up with two more fake ones that I loved. But I took a poll among my friends, and the fake one was the most popular. But the two that I loved the most that I came up with, Daniel Radcliffe, which I thought
that's
was clever,
good. That is
and
good.
Dwayne the Bach Johnson.
That's also a good one.
So those were the two alternate fake ones. So.
All
right, so
yeah, give it again.
Jean Quad Van Damme, Nug E Fresh, Genghis Pecan, and Kevin Maple Bacon. Come on, Parabola.
I'm gonna go with the Jean Quad Van Damme.
Okay.
Even though I want it to be real.
Okay. Nathan?
See, I was gonna say they're all real, but after you said after you said that these were the two popular fake ones, it led me to believe that there was another fake one.
Kind of gave that one away.
So, what was the second one again?
Nug E Fresh.
I'm gonna go with Nug E Fresh.
Oh, I get Parabola again.
What?
The Kevin Maple Bacon was the one that I don't like. All right, so Jean Quad is from Beechwood. Nug E Fresh is a Ninkasi beer.
Oh, is it? Awesome.
Yeah, Genghis Pecan is from Clown Shoes.
This.
All right. Oh, Parabola, here I come, baby.
All right, can I have that blonde, please, Carly?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I get the worst of the worst. I swirled it. God. Why the hell did I swirl it? Like, it's because I'm using my Saber glass, and it's kind of like a wine glass-ish, and it's just like an instinct to just start swirling.
Yeah.
You don't want to swirl this. Actually, you want to drink this as cold as possible. You don't taste it.
Yeah. You just want to slam it, man. Just all at once.
Here's the thing. Does the absolute loser have to drink the brown ale, and then the second loser has to drink the rest of the blonde?
We need to save some of the bad beers for the ladies, too.
Oh, yeah.
They got to try these.
Yeah, they should try
these. They
got to
try
them, too. Yep.
That Parabola is so good. I'm actually going to save a little bit and sip on it while I'm reading the next category.
You earned it.
Oh, it's so great.
All right, musical beers is round number six for you people keeping track at home. Musical beers. Number one, Rye of the Tiger. Two, Judas Yeast. Three, For Those About to Balk.
Nice.
And four, Don't Hop Believin'.
Oh, those are good ones. I like them all.
Like I said, I beefed these up a little bit for this game. Because
making it hard.
I know you did okay last time, but I know they did them with you at the beach, and you just like crushed it.
Yeah. Crushed it.
So I figured if you were going to be here, I needed to bring the A game this time.
All right,
ready?
Is Nathan going first?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Rye the Tiger, Judas Yeast, For Those About to Balk, and Don't Hop Believin'. I'm going to take another sip of this Parabola. So good.
All right, Nathan.
I have a hunch.
I think I know what one I want to say, but
just go with it.
I'm gonna go with Don't Hop Believin'.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna say For Those About to Balk.
It's Don't Hop Believin'. That's the fake one. So that means I gotta drink freaking.
So Nathan gets the Parabola, and at least I get to go back to the blonde. It's not the.
I think I was on blonde. Yeah,
okay.
You know what? No,
that's
fine.
I'm just gonna do the brown and get it out of the way.
Okay, that's fine.
Because there's still a little bit of Parabola left in my glass, so I'm hoping it kind of covers it up.
It does a little bit.
Does it a little bit?
A little bit.
Okay, ready? Oh my
God. I will tell you, after having the brown and then having the blonde actually just kind of tastes like cider.
Really?
Yeah, like a not good, salty, low grade cider with a little tartness to it.
Ooh, thank God we have some water here, too. All right, round number seven. Movie brews.
All right.
Number one, Bach to the Future.
Oh.
Number two, Java the Nut. Three, Hoppy Gilmore. And four, May the Schwartz Beer with you.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, why'd I drink my Parabola so fast?
I
just thought about that.
No refills.
That's
no
why
refills.
Refill, please.
That's why Carlin uses the Saber glass. It's not only the thing that you went to, but it's also a good reminder.
Yeah, exactly. Saber it.
All right,
but
so,
not the, what it's been in it most.
So again, movie brews. Bach to the Future, Java the Nut, Hoppy Gilmore, and may the Schwartz beer with you.
This is, I think, yours, Carlin.
I'm going to say may the Schwartz beer with you.
Okay.
That's my guess.
I'm going to say they're all right.
Oh, going out on a limb.
That's bold.
The fake one was Hoppy Gilmore. There is no hop. Oh, small disclaimer. I made this quite a while ago, so if you're saying these are not right, like, yeah. And occasionally, I could find a homebrew that was listed under one of these names.
Okay,
but that's not. It's a homebrew. It's not a commercial beer.
Right.
So, all right. So, Bock to the Future was Blue Canoe.
So you got it right. So that's your point.
Yes, I don't know if I did musical beers. Rye of the Tiger, Great Lakes, Judas Yeast is Beer Valley. For those about the Bock, is Hopworks. Bock to the Future is Blue Canoe, which is actually Pennsylvania beer. Java the Nut is Alesmith, and May the Schwartz beer with you is Liberty.
Got it.
All right, so I get Parabola, and you gentlemen get New Planet.
Yep.
How does that make you feel?
I feel like we should have a little therapy session.
So, what do you want, Nathan?
Actually, I think I want brown as well.
Okay. It's brown. Flush it down. Your gullet.
Luckily, I just had Parabola, so I have a little bit.
I didn't. I've been drinking garbage for a while now.
A little drop.
I can't get anything. I'm not winning this, that's for sure.
Dude, you make me feel bad. I'll tell you what.
It's okay. I host you in my home. Well, I let you drink my good beers. It's okay.
You allow me on your podcast. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
All is fair in Beer Me, Bro. It's the way of the game.
Ready? Round number 8, and then actually this is, round 8, we have round 9, and then we're done with Beer Me, Bro for this episode.
Alright,
so round 8, sayings. So these are old-timey sayings or new sayings or whatever. Number 1, stop, hop, and roll. Number 2, yippee-ri-yay. Number 3, fermentation without representation. Or 4, take me drunk, I'm home.
Okay. Oh, it's your turn to go first.
Yeah.
Stop, hop, and roll. Yippee-ri-yay. Fermentation without representation. And take me drunk, I'm home.
Take me drunk, I'm home is the least believable to me, but I suspect that it could be real. I'm going to say they're all true.
Oh, again. Ooh. All right.
I was going to say take me drunk, I'm home is the fake.
Is that your final?
Yeah.
That's the fake one.
Yes! Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, stop.
You talked yourself right out of that.
You did.
The thing was, I didn't believe it, but then again, I was like, somebody might have actually named, like, a beer that.
Mm. Well, that's the problem with every single one.
And I'm gonna kick myself the time that I think it's going to be all of them, and it's not.
Funny thing about the Take Me Drunk, I'm Home, that was actually a registered horse's name. A registered racehorse's name. Yeah.
That's weird.
That was their. It was its registered name. You know how animals have a registered name and a common name?
Right.
That was its registered name. All right, I got to finish this Parabola. Holy jeez. I'm slow.
Yeah, because drink the garbage. Come on.
I'm at least on the blonde this time. Yeah. Thank God.
And see how much that's like a really not that good cider now. It's not terrible, honestly. It's just the brown is so bad that it makes the blonde like... not bad.
Yeah.
The blonde is actually...
it's tolerable.
Yeah, it's tolerable. And like I said...
If you can't find Tweezenail, maybe the blonde might be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can choke it down.
And at least with the blonde, there's that carbonation that kind of cleans your palate a bit.
Yeah, it's a little
so it's not
crisper.
As, yeah. All right. Round number 9, gentlemen.
Gotta make this comeback.
Bum, bum, bum.
This
separates the men from the boys.
Does it?
Fictional characters.
Okay.
Number 1. Buffy Summer Ale. Number 2, Groundskeeper Spilly. 3, Cornholio. And 4, Nerf Herder.
Is it my turn to go first?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because he went first.
I'm going to go Groundskeeper Spilly.
That's your fake one?
Groundskeeper,
yeah. Can I hear them one more time?
Buffy Summer Ale, Groundskeeper Spilly, Cornholio, and Nerf Herder.
I think I'm going to agree with Carlin. Groundskeeper Spilly.
The fake one is Buffy Summer Ale.
No, dude.
That was the most believable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was pretty proud of some of these.
I picked the Groundskeeper Spilly because I know you really like The Simpsons.
I love The Simpsons.
So I was like, that would be one he would do.
Yeah.
So.
Groundskeeper Spilly is 6 point. Cornholio is short. And Nerf Herder is another port beer.
Okay.
I don't remember if I did the last one. Stop, Hop, and Roll is Bethlehem. Yippee Rye, Sierra Nevada, and Fermentation Without Representation is
Brown
epic.
As well.
Okay, so we're both on the Brown. We're on the same shit cycle.
Wait, so if you're on Brown and you're on Brown, that means... Oh, that's right, I'm on Parabola. All right, so for the first round, Mr. Cook.
Can you do me a favor and swirl that before you drink it, Nathan? Just do it. I'm going to do it, too.
I've been swirling.
Oh, one. Yeah.
I think I probably won the first round.
Yeah,
you
had a total of 5 points, and Nathan and I each had two.
You each had two? Yes. This works out perfect. Two. So the congratulation beers, of course I had a couple. Since you guys tied.
So good.
I'm going to give you each one award beer. Yes. All right, so what we have here, we have a Hoptimus Prime from Ruckus Brewing and a Kilt Lifter from Moylan's. Both kind of funny names. Which one would each one
of you
pick?
Preference there?
No, I'll go whatever you haven't had, because I know you
Scotch
probably
ale
had most
IPA.
Of everything.
I haven't had either of them, actually.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is a double IPA, and this is a Scotch ale.
I've known of both of them. Mm-hmm. So, if you want what's more your wheelhouse, it's probably the double IPA.
Probably.
So, go ahead and have that. I'm down with Scotch ale, so I'll take the Kilt Lifter.
Very nice.
Plus, it's been a while
Enjoy.
Since I've had a Moylan's beer,
yeah.
So... I'd love to have some more Moylan's.
Nice.
Thank you, sir.
Not a problem.
Even though
we've
been big losers.
Hey.
Gotta win somehow.
Just appreciate you putting me up. And
hey.
Carlin's Bread and Breakfast.
Yeah, well, I appreciate being on the podcast. You as well, Nathan.
You're welcome.
All right, well, let's do something we can hopefully all enjoy, which is the mystery beers. And people, tune in for the next episode for the exciting conclusion of Beer Me Bro.
And find out what the... big award is the grand prize.
We don't even know. That's
they
the
don't
thing.
Know.
I mean, only Kyle knows, so it's kind of
and Kelly and my
right.
dog and my daughter. And that's
okay,
pretty much
got
it.
But they're not
anyway.
Saying anything.
Yeah,
for sure. All right. Well, A and B in front of us, almost the same color, but I'd say A is a little darker orange than B is.
It's,
correct.
Yeah, it's got a little more orange, a little more copper color to it.
A little
it.
More head on A as well.
Yeah, there was
so.
When she brought it down.
Interesting.
Yeah,
but. I mean, they both look like they could be IPAs, Imperial IPAs, something to that effect. Well, let's start smelling A right off the bat.
Definitely filtered.
Ooh.
Orange.
Yeah, I get some orange. A little, maybe like a little honey note in there.
Yeah, like a honey sweetness.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
A little floral in the nose as well, like some fresh flowers.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little grassy aspect on the nose as well.
Mm-hmm. Just... I'm getting mainly orange.
There's a decent amount of orange in the nose on that. It smells pretty bright, but also smells like when you drink it, because of that kind of honey note, there might be like a decent malt backbone to it, a little bit of like a caramelly aspect, but we'll see.
Yeah, the caramel's not coming through on the smell, but it could on the flavor.
Are you getting the same, Nathan?
I agree with everything you said. I haven't...
Yeah,
I don't think I've picked out anything different.
I think I get a tad bit of an apricot note on it as well.
Yeah.
At the end of each sniff.
I haven't figured out what apricots are, so I can't assimilate that smell.
Go like seriously,
go to
apricots.
Union.
Go try like an apricot because they're like super distinct.
Don't bother. Just go to Union Brewing and get their
third stone. Yeah, the Third Stone beer by Union Brewing out of Baltimore.
It was awesome.
It's a apricot sour.
It was
unreal. So apricotty, so good.
Yeah,
it's
one of those beers that when it says apricot, you can taste the freaking apricot. Oh my god.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go ahead and try beer A.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank
cheers
you.
To you. Thanks for making me drink garbage.
It's a bit watery.
Yeah,
that's
quite watery.
Bit light.
That was my first response.
There's a little bit of a tang at the end of it that gives me actually a little bit of a peachy note that I get on the end, but...
I was thinking kind of a citrus rind, because the bitter from the hops is coming through.
I was actually
going
to say and a citrus rind to go with it, but yeah, I think you're right on that for sure.
It's just watery.
It's very watery. It's not bad. Like, I actually kind of like the citrus rind aspect on the end, because... Sometimes with that flavor, you can get it, like, super bitter, but it's not super bitter. And there's that tad bit of peachiness, but yeah, it's really watery, which is kind of really bumming me out.
Yeah.
It smelled like it was going to have so much more of a presence in your mouth, like, be a little bit thicker, have some, you know, louder flavors.
I was expecting, like, a vibrant, citrusy pop of hops.
I am getting a little bit of the floral, grassy notes that you were smelling.
Yeah.
Just a hint, but not, it's there's not much there.
Yeah, this could be like a pale ale.
Or session. If this is a session beer, it's not, well...
Session something. I mean, the watery aspect could make it a session something.
And that's why I'm not a big fan of sessions.
I'm not big on this beer. It's not horrible, but it's not, like, all that great.
It's not New Planet.
Yes.
But it's not Parabola.
That's the saving grace for this beer, right? Is that we drank some New Planet stuff, yeah. So it's like, wow, okay, this is much better. Okay, well, I'm ready to start smelling on B, the lighter of the two, and...
Pine.
Oh, this is hops. This is probably a double.
I get pineapple. I get lots of tropical notes. Yeah. That smells like galaxy hops to me, which I love. It's so vibrant.
Could be. No, I guess with citra, you get a little cat pee out of it. Are you getting cat pee out of this?
I do not. I get so much citrus. Like pineapple, tropical fruits, a little passion fruit aspect to it.
I also get a little bit of just pine.
Just a wee bit.
There's a little bit of pine on the end of the nose.
To balance it out.
There's a little bit of a caramelly aspect on the end as well.
Okay, I'm going to try this one.
Smells
sorry.
Vibrant, gorgeous, juicy. This smells like a great, like, Imperial-style IPA with tons of flavor. Hopefully there's a lot of flavor to it. So, Kyle.
It's nice. It's quite nice.
It's not as aggressive on the mouth. Mm. As the smell would insinuate.
Right. You don't get the fruits. As much of the fruits.
Down. But there's a little bit of like a hum on my tongue from...
There's some alcohol on this.
Well, no, I was saying like a... Sometimes when like a tartness will kind of make your tongue tingle, it's got like a slight tart aspect in there that's making my tongue kind of have a tingly reaction.
See, I thought that was kind of from the alcohol on the back end.
Could be.
Because it's one of those things that when I take a drink and I breathe in, like, you can just feel the alcohol. So it's got to be a little higher. This has to be a double IPA.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little more alcohol as I continue to drink it. There is a little bit of a pine aspect in there.
I get more pine off the flavor than I do off the smell.
Mm. I get some of that pineapple aspect that I was getting in the nose as well, but not, it's fleeting.
Not nearly as much as I was hoping.
It's got a long, lingering bitterness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's orangey.
It stays there.
It's got a real orange aspect to it. Like
the peel again.
Yeah, the peel, but also like a dried orange kind of. You know, like it's...
I've never had dried orange, so...
Well, me neither, but what I would assume, because it's more like the sugars are concentrated and it's like a deeper, darker flavor as opposed to being more like citrusy and bright.
So maybe more like a blood orange or something?
Mm.
Maybe?
Maybe, but not like extremely vibrant with it. Because, you know, like... The way I look at it, when you have like a normal citrus fruit, it's very vibrant. And there's a lot of that citric acid that kind of hits you that makes it even more vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, this is more kind of like some of those flavors, but it's like the citric acid is kind of out of it and it's more sugary. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's darker and sweeter and sugarier.
I follow you.
It's kind of like that. But I'd say B I like significantly more than A, though.
Definitely.
Yeah. I am going to try A real quick again, though.
I will say, just from looking at these two beers, I would have guessed that A... would have been more of like the double IPA, because I think when I think of double IPAs, I think a little bit more malt and a little bit more background or a little bit more body to them.
B's not bad. It's
did A change any for you?
No, not really. I went back to it. It's the same pretty much.
Yep, still just kind of watery and flat and might. It's a good lawnmower beer, I guess. A would be.
I mean, it could be.
Because I mean, 90-degree day, just get done mowing your lawn. You're hot, you're sweaty, you don't want to drink a Parabola.
Drink a New Planet.
you never want to drink a New Planet.
If you have to.
But I mean, that would be a great one to grab.
Yeah.
It'd be light, it'd just be kind of refreshing.
All right, so I'm going to go a 2 on A, is my... I'm sure you knew exactly that's where I was going to go. But.
And that's pretty much exactly where I was going to go.
That's exactly where I would put it.
That lack of flavor just kind of threw me off.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go a 4 on B.
I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go 5.
Okay.
Nice. I like it. I like it quite a bit more.
I'm actually going to go 3. I was expecting more of those, of that pineapple, tropical fruits to come through on the flavor.
Yes.
So I was just a little bit disappointed that it was more of the pine aspect, which was the not so obvious smell was actually the more prominent taste. So I would have rather had the citrus and tropical fruits come through on the flavor.
And like see, I really enjoy those pines. I like a good IPA that has pine, but I like the smell, The smell was wonderful, and I like that pine kind of resiny aspect to it. So that's why I gave it a little bit higher, because I enjoy a piney IPA.
That's cool.
They don't all have to be fruity for me.
Yeah, B's pretty solid.
Although I do enjoy A's, the fruity ones better.
A's not my thing. For me, if it's for my palate, it needs to be finessed a little bit more. A, put some more work into that. But B, B's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, it's not a phenomenal beer, but it's a good, solid beer.
B is definitely solid, man.
And it's as you know, people know the podcast, a 4, which it got an overall of 4, is good for the podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So we'll go ahead and reveal A, which is the loser of the episode, with an overall of 2, which is, you know, not the worst beer ever, but not all that great. A, overall of 2, is Red Seal Ale by North Coast, who makes Old Stock and Old Rasputin and all that great stuff.
Wow.
So the Red Seal Ale is...
It's a red beer, then.
Yes, it is a red ale.
Hence
and
the
it's,
color.
Who the heck is this? Or, I mean, what's the... No, I don't see an ABV on it. There's no ABV, that's fine. But there's a note in the bag, and it's from Colin Hikes, one of his suggested beers. Sorry, Colin, not our thing.
Man.
I have a feeling he may be may have been testing it to be like, is it the style? And they're going to crap on the style, saying that maybe it has more hops or something. But we'll wait and get an email from Colin and see what, see if that was his intent. But
do you know Colin, or is he a random listener?
Did I know Colin before he sent us an email?
Yeah.
No, I did not. He is a listener that found the podcast, and he's wanting us to try some beers that he's recommended, which we can do that for anyone. So anyone out there, you can just send an email to brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll go ahead and try and find it. We can't always, but we can try. Or you can send them in if you want to. Your call.
Spread the good word there, Brother Carlin.
Exactly.
Spread it.
So let's see what B is, the winner. I'm kind of excited to see what this is, because I feel like this is one I could drink again for sure.
I would buy this again.
So B, the winner of the episode, overall of 4, and it's a 22-ouncer, apparently, is by Fremont Brewing. It's their The Brother Imperial IPA. They say, because beer matters on there. 8.5% alcohol by volume. They're out of Seattle, Washington, and this beer was sent in by Fremont Brewing.
Nice.
So, Fremont, thank you so much. This is a pretty solid brew.
Yeah, that's a really good brew.
Once again, The Brother Imperial IPA by Fremont.
In fact, I think I'm going to take another drink of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. they listed IBUs, and they put 1 billion for IBUs.
That's awesome.
I guess they're kind of like thumbing their nose at everyone who's just like, oh, this is 100 and some IBUs, and blah, blah. Because after 100, humans can't even taste it. So I guess they're like, what does it matter? They can't taste it anyway. 1 billion IBUs. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. There's some text on this. I'm going to read it because they spent the time to send the beer in, which I appreciate. We are a family-owned microbrewery founded in 2009 to brew small-batch artisan beers made with the best local ingredients we can find. Oh, that's awesome. They source local.
That's fantastic.
I didn't know that. The Brother is the first of our Imperial series and is inspired by our desire to thank brothers everywhere. Without our brothers, we would have taken the blame for everything as children, wouldn't have known the inside of an ambulance, and never understood the true fear a good ghost story can cause a young child. Now you're speaking to me on the ghost stories because I love horror stuff. This brother is appropriately big, intimidating, and unbalanced, with unrestrained quantities of hops for a head slap of beery ferociousness. Go ahead, hook a brother up, because brothers matter.
Nice.
And their whole thing is beer matters.
Does it give the hops on it, by chance?
No, unfortunately it does not. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. It does down here above the IBUs. Good thing I looked harder. Centennial, Chinook, Columbus... And then they also had Amarillo extract. And then the malts are pale white wheat and Vienna malts.
Okay.
So there you go. Centennial, Chinook, Columbus, Amarillo extract.
It's nice.
So this is a nice beer. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy finishing this. I'm probably going to dump the Red Seal. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not interested.
With as much other good beers we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone stay tuned for the next episode because recap, Kyle has 5 points in Beer Me Bro. Nathan has 2, and I also have 2. So
fight to the death.
Yeah, we'll see. And we're going to, like we said, we're going to pick another special beer to have for the good beer.
So we can share with the ladies.
Yeah, share with them ladies. Anyway.
Them ladies, though.
We're about to go do that right now. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion of Beer Me Bro in the next episode. And everybody, don't forget to
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.